First up on the senior spotlight is senior running back, now senior offensive lineman, Jared Cox. And going into the season, probably being a lineman and a guard probably was the last thought in your mind. What was it like when you were told they were going to have to change you from the running back to the line position?
You know, it's not something I really thought I'd be doing, but when Coach came up to me and said I needed to do it to help the team out, you know, I had no problem doing that and switching over from running back to lineman.
There's a lot of things to being an offensive guard. Talk about the learning curve and what you had to understand and how much of it you already knew and what you had to learn.
A whole lot of it I had to learn again, a lot of the plays and like formations and stuff, because when you're a lineman, I come to learn that you need to think a lot more. It's a lot more mental than I thought it'd be, so that was kind of tough, but just sticking in there and learning the plays is what really helped me.
Talk about what it takes to be a successful lineman. Is it just hitting the guy in front of you? What are some of the other little nuances that maybe the general public doesn't realize?
Well, for me, to be successful at the line, I noticed that it takes a lot more. It takes a lot more motivation and heart. You know, you got to be in there. You got to play tough every play. You can't give up, and that's all you got to do every play of the game.
What's your favorite story in all your illustrious football career from when you were a kid to now?
Well, the thing for me was the very first time I ran through that tunnel and that crowd got my name called as a starter for varsity. That's something, you know, you never feel before and you'll never feel again once you're done.
Do football players really realize how loud the crowd is or isn't when they're on the field? Do you really pay attention to that, or do you have to just tune it out?
Well, after a while, you know, I've been playing football for a while, so I don't really think about it a whole lot. But whenever I do, I know the crowd's out there cheering. Every once in a while, you can hear them, and it pumps me up. But for the most part, it's kind of just in the background. But whenever I do hear it, it keeps me going.
Other than football, what are some of the other activities you're involved in high school and some of the other hobbies you have?
Well, for clubs and stuff, I'm in history club and science club. I'm in the drama department. I do lighting for that. And, you know, I just like to go and enjoy myself.
What's your plans after graduation?
After I graduate, I am going to go on a three-year active duty. I joined the Army this summer, so that's what I'll be doing when I graduate.
All right. Good luck. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.